Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Jordan Life. I'm pretty excited, and I see you, James. I'm going to pull you on in just a minute. We are on week two of the 30-day challenge for transformation within ourselves, and it's the mind, body, spirit. Carrie's here. Carrie's the one that thought of it. James is going to participate because he's not a hairstylist. I get compliments all the time on my hair, and he's also starting has his own makeup line, and so he helps with the transformation on the outside, which helps with the transformation on the inside, and he himself is doing it as well. So we can hear from him tonight, and he's got some good stuff there. So, but Carrie, I know you and I, we our goal was to really move our body last week and do some new things with it. So tell us what did you do? And I know you had a lot of stuff going on this week too as well. So every excuse is equal, you did it, bottom line. So what did you do? Talk to us. And tell us what your goal is for next week.
I did really well. I actually went to the gym a lot, and I felt great. I did the elliptical, and I did it for a longer amount of time. Like, sometimes I'll do it for 30 minutes. I did it for 45, and I was, like, drenched in sweat, which made me feel really good. And then I would do, like, the weights after that. So I really tried hard. I really, you know, got there as much as I can, you know, as much as I could have this week. And I feel really good about it. And next week, I would love to be able to do, like, on the days that I do get to the gym, I would love to be able to do two different things, like do something in the morning and then do something at night, because I think that would really boost me, you know, and motivate me, and I think I would feel really good. So I'm going to try this week to find the time to do that and plan it out a little bit for the exercise part.
That's good. I like that. So you're doing, so working out in the morning and the night. I'm going to tell you, there, and this is something I really enjoy doing that. You have to balance yourself, too, and that's just one thing that I know from, you know, working with my trainer and working with the running. He says to me, there's three. If I run in the morning, I ride the bike at night if I'm working out at night. And if I run, you know what I mean? So get yourself to, as you said, you're doing two different exercises. And if I do hard one time, the next time I'll do it light. You know what I mean? So,
right.
And so, like, I haven't run yet, and I'm going to run tonight after the show because I like running. It's so darn hot here. It's humid there, too, I know, as well. So I decided what I did for my own exercise is I really learned more balance because I have a coach that I work with. She says, Therese, if you don't balance yourself, you work your body too hard. And my trainer said that. And then I had a dream that I needed to do it. So if I get things three times, I listen to it. So I'm learning to run one time a day, maybe twice if I go, you know, but I run one time a day because I'm running 5 or 6 miles. And then I'm going to the gym, or, you know, because I work out at Orange Theory, and I'm balancing myself out with that just one time, you know, if I work out twice a day. And then I work out with my trainer, but I learned to balance it. Balance is good, so that's what you're doing. And next week my goal is I'm running in another race. I wanted to run in two races. I ran in a half marathon, and then on Saturday, and then on Sunday I came back and I ran the 9-miler. You know, I'm going to share this with you. That was a real deal there because I was sitting there going, I always run with thousands of people, and I haven't been running very long since last year. And what I noticed, and I think I told you this, but I'll share this with you. You run a couple thousand people in the half marathon, and that was on Saturday. And the week before, we'd run with 7,000 people in the color run. And it's a fun run. But on Saturday, on Sunday, I was like, oh, my God, these are like these runners. They look amazing. And this particular race, you run for money. If you're one of the top performers, I was like, oh, my gosh, I was so nervous. Because I thought, where are all the people? And then I finished, and I was so proud of myself. I finished both runs in really good time. And I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to learn to take a break. So like, taking a break, having balance is my next goal. Next week, and I think what I'm also going to do is add yoga in. I need to do yoga. That's because I need to strengthen and stretch. That's as important as a run or the elliptical.
Yeah.
Do you stretch yourself?
You know, I should. But If I do a DVD, like one of my DVDs, it's always stretching in there. But if I go to the gym, I typically don't. I should do it. I should try to get that in there, like on my gym before I do the elliptical. I love the elliptical. I don't like anything else, but I love the elliptical. You know, I feel like it's easier on my feet since I have some issues with my feet. But, yeah, stretching is really good. It's good for you.
Yeah, it is. It's important. That's what I'm realizing, too, as well. And I hate stretching like you, so I'm going to do the yoga. I'm going to do it at least twice a week. That's my goal next week, do yoga twice a week. And then we're going to talk about how to work with the mind. And you and I chose something that we're going to do together. So, and James is here. James is the beauty wizard with women and men. I call him beauty wizard. He's really amazing with his what he does for a living. He's a hairstylist. And James, I do compliments all the time, and it's because you know how to make women look really, really the best at for what they have, well, and he does really well with it. So talk to us about what you do,
well,
and
good.
Makeup and all that. So,
good.
Which
I'm glad. I just
challenge.
I wanted to tell you I'm very proud of you. I don't know if anybody's told you lately, but I am extremely proud of you. How far you've come. How many goals you are achieving right now, and I find that extremely amazing. So
I love
think
you,
that
thank you.
It pushes yeah. us to seeing that to do more. as far as skincare right now, the skincare I had to put on hold right now because of opening the new salon.
I got you.
So being in the midst of opening a new salon and trying to start out with the skincare, I felt like I was being torn in too many directions, which really did not do so well for me. But I wanted to touch back on stretching. Stretching is so important after your workout. My trainer, she showed me a bunch of different stretches to do. She goes, you never stretch a cold body. You've got to stretch a warm body. And I never really thought about that because, you know, I'd go to the gym and I'd do my little leg stretches before I get on the elliptical or the treadmill. And I'm like, yeah, I'm good. I got this. You know, I'm doing it. I'm on 5 minutes. Out cramp, you know, because I didn't do it. I wasn't doing it right. Starting out slow, working my way up, and then stretching afterwards. That's the big thing. But as far as beauty, you guys are all working on getting your inner beauty worked out. And I think outer beauty, what you have to work with and adding components to it to make you feel amazing, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
Say you have a haircut you don't really like, but you don't know that you don't like it because you've never had it any different. So my biggest thing is to go to your stylist and say, what will work for my face? What will make me look the best? Even if it's stepping outside your comfort zone, step outside that comfort zone and let it, like, Tariq, you love short hair. You love having short hair. And how many compliments do you get now that your hair is longer?
You know, I get compliments just about every day. Carrie, it's a new thing. Guy in the grocery store says, I see you coming in and buying food. And he goes, you've got the prettiest hair. I said, thank you. Thank you, James. Because he gave me a hairstyle that works that I can do easy because I'm not one of those elaborate, like, chefs, career chef. I'm not all with my hair.
She would come in with this short hairdo that was, like, plastered to her head. I'm like, well, what do you want it to do? Well, I'd like it to be spiky. And I'm like, well, that's not what you got. So
that's
I
funny.
Said, let's do something to make you, give you the style that looks the best for you. So that's what we did. And that's how I want to work with people. How I do work with people, what will make you look the best? And what will you feel comfortable with? Obviously, you know, people are going to come in, oh, I can't, you know, don't take more than an inch off. Well, let's talk about that. But as far as my 30-day goal, is to stay away from someone that's in my past that's bothering me. That's to help me cleanse me spiritually.
Okay.
So that
and
person keeps bringing negativity.
You're trying to stay away from the
person. It's to stay away from death.
I get you. That's hard to believe.
Not talk to him, not call. That's my 30-day because I've got so much going on in my life right now. And, I mean, just having such negative energy. I have such good positive energy surrounding me right now. And it's like a black hole. And every time that black hole pops up, it's like it sucks the life out of me. So that is my 30-day. And... I mean, because I already, you know, I want to get back to exercising, but I hurt my back getting out of bed, if that makes sense. I twisted the wrong way getting out of bed.
You hurt your back getting out of bed, you know.
Getting out of bed.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Monday,
anyway,
getting out of bed, I hurt my back. So, I mean, my back feels better, but leave it to me.
Funny. Well, maybe one of your goals when you get your back, not that it's hurt that your back's hurt, but maybe one of your goals is to go with Teacher Aunt Kiri. You know what I mean? Like, and that we can do that.
That
you
is
know,
the goal.
And work out
I am
going to
go with you.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's an Orange Theory right by my house. So,
there's a what?
I do want to do that. There's an Orange Theory right near where I live.
Oh, yeah, okay. I'll go with you, and we'll do it together, okay? That'll be fun, you know, so working out.
Yeah.
By the way, he's like, let me tell you something, what I want to share with you, Kiri. This guy is like, he's like, the guy next door, he's really cute. He's amazing looking. He's got a great body, and he's got a great heart, and he dresses well. He's got a sports car. And he just wants to make himself better. He's like an all around great guy, and he really is. And I would marry him, except he's gay. Okay, so I would love to marry him.
It just sounds like you gave me a dating profile.
There you go.
We're going to talk about today the getting your minds kind of together, and I found something that I thought was kind of cool that I read, so I just wanted to take a second. I just wanted to read it, but I thought it was really good. It said, you have to want it, you have to plan for it, you have to fit it into a busy day, you have to be mentally tough, you have to use others to help you, and the hard part isn't getting your body in shape, the hardest part is getting your mind in shape. Because when your mind is in shape, a lot of other things fall into place. So I thought that was kind of cool.
Well, that's where our problems
start.
Our problems are all in our mind.
Yeah.
I mean, basically, because we overthink, we overanalyze, what am I going to, today is going to, we do that so often, but if we stop and go one task at a time, I can do this, I can get that done, I can make this happen, and that's one thing I used to think that I can't. I was an I can't person. And Tari helped me out with this a lot, with, yes, you can, Jane. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can walk out of there. Yes, you can start over. You can do anything you put your mind to it. And that's our biggest problem, is training our minds, because our minds have been conditioned over all the years of us being told no, or us just not doing what we wanted to do. You know what I mean? We have to recondition, like we're reconditioning our bodies, we have to recondition our mind, just like she said.
That's true.
So I think
that
quote is great. Yeah.
You know, she's doing something, and we talked about it, and I know for you to stay away from and to and you're starting your new salon, and I'm so happy for you, because that took guts, you know, and you guys, James was doing the 30-day plan before we even did it, and I'm going to kudos to you on this. Because he started his whole life over, and did it within about 2 months now, I guess about 2 months, 2.5 months, you know, where he left one place, left his physical location where he was sleeping and eating, left his mate that he'd been with for years, and left a business that they had together, and we started everything. So whatever you're doing, you made up your mind to do, and I'm super impressed that you did it. So this part, this is your second part of your goal in the sense of, you know, doing what you, staying away from the toxic person. And their behavior sometimes can be toxic. People are just, I think that you, the guy that you left or you guys are staying with them, and it's great for you right now. And when you do that, it allows you to, man, it's like spring cleaning. So kudos to you and congratulations, because you did something that was hard for most of us to do. Any one of those things, starting a new career, is a stress breaker. You know, it creates one of the biggest stresses. Moving is a big stress. Ending a relationship is a big stress. And those three are the top five that most people really have a problem with and can get depressed about. So you've already done that. Now you're doing the second step. And for the next 30 days, it's 30 days without any contact. Good for you. And that, and we'll support you on that. You know what I mean? So if we want to hear, there's a lot of people suffer with relationships. Carrie, you and I both talked about that. I mean, how hard is it to get out of a toxic relationship? It can be challenging because it's become such a habit, you know. But read that quote again, because that's a great quote. I love that. So, too. What's your quote? Can you read that quote again, Carrie?
Yeah, I just have to get it back. Hold on a sec. It was really good, right?
Yeah, a couple
really
people just jumped on. So, yeah, I love that. But, James, you've already done three of the biggest stressors without shooting anybody or shooting yourself. All good.
And I had to get rid of my truck and get a sports car.
Yeah, bought a new car. That's a treasure, too. Anyways,
I had to get rid of it. I mean, that was a new start.
Yeah, whole new car, new start, everything. You did it all. So, anyway, and then Carrie and I are going to talk about affirmations. And, James, I know you've got, we'll figure out one for you, too, to use if you'd like. Carrie, you got it, or do you need a couple of minutes?
I need a minute.
That's okay.
I'm almost there.
All right, no problem. And Victoria's on. You got it? Okay, no worries. We'll just come back to it. It'll give you a minute.
Oh, I got it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I got it. Okay.
Because there's a bunch of new people. Come on.
Well, I thought this was good. I saw this, and I love motivational quotes, and I like motivational postings that people do, and I know that we're talking about, you know, part of, you know, getting ready for another week is, you know, getting your mind together. It says you have to want it, you have to plan for it, you have to fit it into a busy day, you have to be mentally tough, you have to use others to help you. The hardest part isn't getting your body in shape, the hardest part is getting your mind in shape. You know, so just thinking of different, I thought that was like great. It's a great quote.
That's a great quote. We put it on the Angel Coaches Facebook page. I'm like Angel Coaches. That way we can all get it and keep it in mind.
Yeah, I can send
well.
It. Yes.
All right. Okay, guys. So here's the Victoria. I'm glad you're here. Victoria, she was starting to run, went to a wedding, not her own. That's the next wedding she's going to. But hey, Victoria from Virginia, welcome to the show. And tell us about your 30-day goals and your first week. Did you start to run? Did you make plans to run? Did you eat better? I know you were going more organic or something like that, right?
Yeah, I would like to. My goal is to run on my off-riding days. So it would probably be a Monday, Thursday, Friday. With this weekend that I had was a little bit crazy. So emotionally I was tired, so I didn't really do the running on Monday. But today I did a little bit of walking along with a little sprinty kind of running, jogging in between. So I was moving. So
okay.
I felt happy about that. In addition to riding, which I hadn't ridden for a week, so actually, oddly, not riding for a little while makes it worse when you come back to it. So I'm really sore from Tuesday and Wednesday. But I am eating a ton better. Just focusing on just eating clean is really what it is. Organic, no, like, processed foods or GMOs or anything like that, because I know my body doesn't react positively to that. And so this week I was eating well, you know, cut out the sugars and stuff. And by cutting out sugars, I mean the fake sugars. I don't mind real sugar because real is natural, natural is good. Just within moderation is what the key is. So,
yeah, you know, they when they started adding fructose and carrot syrup and all that kind of stuff, the fake syrup and rather than the grain sugar, that is when people started gaining weight, and it's killed more people than with heart disease and everything like that. I read an article.
And corn is like the most highly GMO'd product out on the market. So corn in itself, anything made with corn sweeteners, corn syrup, even corn starch, just knowing that it's coming from a genetically modified organism is just not healthy for the body, and the body rejects it. So people who have an inflammatory issue like Lyme disease or fibromyalgia or have some kind of inflammation and issue, it will affect them worse. So, I mean, if people are wondering whether they're eating right or eating wrong, try to cut out stuff that is genetically modified and see how you feel. I can almost positively say that most people who do cut it out will actually feel fantastic. And it's just because
that's
your body
sees
the organism as a foreign object and it attacks it. So, it's
well,
a little steps. I mean,
I have to say this to you. You healed yourself of Lyme disease, and
mm-hmm.
So that, you know, and she did the mind, body, spirit with that, you guys, too, as well. I want to ask you a second. And I want you to think about this. We're going to do the spirit, okay, or working on the mind, which it works with the spirit, like Carrie, you just said. But what is an affirmation that you're, I know you are the one that thought up affirmations that you're using. I'm going to use an affirmation that my coach thought up for me or helped me create a few days ago, and then we'll work with James because he'd like an affirmation to stay free of toxic people. Right? You know, any toxic folks. That's a good one, by the way. Okay, so what's yours, Carrie? What kind of affirmation are you going to use for your
I do, you know what, sometimes I do for the mind. I do, you know, I am strong. I can receive love. I can give love. Like, I do that a lot. You know, just kind of motivational stuff. Even like sometimes when I'm working out, I'll just like think about it and I'll just be like, I can do this. I'm healthy. I'm strong. I can keep going. That's a lot of the stuff that I do. And the giving and receiving love, I do that a lot also.
That's good. I like that. Okay. One of the things that my spiritual coach, because she worked with me yesterday, she said, Therese, remember, when you say I am, that is acknowledging the part of you that's connected to God. I am free of toxic people. I am free of sort of person's name in there. I'm free and I'm happy, and I am not attracting, or I am attracting good, positive people. That way you don't have to say anything negative. I am attracting good, positive people in my life. James, that would be a good one for you. Don't you think I'm attracting?
Yeah.
Because I am. I am attracting good, positive people in my life. Yeah, there you go. That would be good. Do you like that one? I am attracting. I am. Because that's the I am present. That's the part you get connected to God. I like that. Yeah. You like that, Carrie?
Yeah, I
like that.
That's good. Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah, so... Or I am healthy, I am strong, I am whatever you want. I am
beautiful.
I am beautiful, and no matter what what my ex is.
I'm waiting for
I am woman, hear me roar.
Nah. That's already known.
I like that one though. That's good. That's funny. Okay, so here's one. My coach did, so remember the person before feeling? She's amazing that way. And she said, this is a good one. She said, Dear Holy Creator, thank you for giving me the stamina and the strength in my machine that is your body, that you give to me, and it is a temple dedicated to you. Thank you for giving me the temple, and thank you for giving me the ability to run with stamina and swiftness. I love you, Holy Creator, who is God. So that's a big long one we thought of, but she's a long-winded person. But I say it every morning, and I will say it tonight because I'm going to go running. And that's what mine is. And so, as I said, I didn't think that went up myself, but she thought it up. So that's my affirmation. I'm off to you. And do you want to put the next question, too?
I did.
Because the affirmation, would you help you with one?
I'm sorry, I'm hearing like a couple conversations so much. That was
yeah, we can hear you, please. Okay, so do you need an affirmation, or would you like to help you with one?
Usually when I'm like I'm going to bed, I always end up thanking for things, you know. So I'm always like, thank you for the ability to make it through like this meeting that I knew it was going to be bad, you know, or
right.
challenging, I should say. Or thank you for giving me the stamina to ride, and just grateful for just breathing, for living, for being happy. You know, and I just say that over and over. Thank you for being healthy. Thank you for giving me the strength to work out, or the strength to move through a challenge or something, you know. And just, you know, if I need help in a certain area, I always end up, you know, calling on Archangel Raphael for help. I'm like, hey, help me, you know. So I do that every night before I go to bed. So that way, you know, I end on a good note for the day.
That's your affirmation. Well,
yeah, and I just say I always say I am wonderful and I am healthy and I am providing myself as much as running to me as hell. I'm providing myself love into my temple and I'm treating it kindly by running it and giving it exercise.
Well, me and Dad are running tonight, Carrie, because my big dogs are so good. all right, yeah. So, and you're going to continue running, so we're building on it,
yep.
And James, when he's going to, with me, the orange theory, when he gets better, because he hurt his back, and Carrie's doubling up on our exercise morning and night, and I'm learning balance and learning that stretching is important, so I'm going to go to yoga twice this week, and I'm also going to use that affirmation, and I'm running as much as I think I can right now, so I'm going to leave that alone, but learn balance. And implement biking. And the following week, June 1st, I'm going to start with swimming because I want to train for the triathlon in November. So I got to balance it all out. So that's my goal there. For this week, balance, yoga two times a week, saying my affirmation for running, and doing all that. And you've got yours. Carrie's got hers. And James, anybody else got anything to add before we close the call? Because I'm going to post another event for next week, so we can all get on and share how we're doing. James, if anybody wants to get their hair done, where do they go to your new salon? Do they go to your new one now, or do your new one? Or
no.
They
still go to Vincent J. I'm still at Vincent J Salon on Northeast 33rd Street in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. And do you want to give your number, or do you want to just go to that?
Sure.
The number is
954-278-2994, and that is directly to me, and book appointments right through me.
Now, you guys, I found him on Yelp, so his reputation precedes himself, but he is on Yelp. He's an expert colorist, I guess, and he's an expert person that cuts hair. He is amazing, and I got the best from him. Just about every day, or at least every other day, somebody compliments me on my hair. So, and it's just not that because I'm that good with fixing it. He just gives me an easy style for myself. So, anyway,
I
had
to give you the
great,
cut that
great,
fits you.
Yeah, you did. You're a great artist. I think you guys are artists. So, thank you so much, Victoria. You know what? You healed yourself of Lyme disease, and you've come off all your medication. And I had somebody ask how you did it, and I think affirmations, and it was a journey. It's never one thing. It's a source of all things. So she's got her book coming out.
It was a baby step thing.
yeah, little by little. So they just emailed me because they are texting me because they're on medication for makes them sleepy. So I was like, yeah, it's a step-by-step process. And I know she's going to have her ebook on her website so you guys can download it and read it. But it's quite the journey that she did. So, anyway, thank you for sharing that part of your life, and thank you for the affirmation. Carrie, do you have anything to say? Because this is your baby. You're the one that put this 30-day challenge together. Anything that you want to share with us or say? Thank you, by the way, for making me pay attention more.
Yeah, no, just, you know, if anybody's interested, to just go to that Facebook page and join the events. And, you know, anybody can do it starting anywhere. You can be at the beginning, the middle, the end, wherever you are, you know, you can always start. And, you know, it will be great if anybody wanted to join.
Yeah, we'd love to have you. And I know Allison is joining too as well. So she's supposed to be on here tonight. But remember, starting to run a 5K, a marathon, half marathon, or whatever it is, starts with the first step. And I think this is the same way that doing the 30-day challenge, starting with the first step, and that's the fifth thing. So we have some cool things happening. Sunday, Di and I are doing our show, and it's all about what are 9 things that men and or women need to hear that will make them respond and fall in love with you, okay? Like on the text. I'm not saying fall in love with you, but you know what I mean, that will make them, like, embrace you.
I was like,
you.
Crap, I better listen in.
There you go.
Just
all right, everybody.
Sit there with a notepad and pen.
There you go. But, yeah, we're excited about that. It's like 9 things that you can send that to your potential relationship. Yeah, you know what I mean? And there's some good ones. I was like, wow, does that really work? So anyway, and it does. So we had a good time sending them out and seeing what kind of response we get. All right, everybody, you guys have a great now. Our next show is Sunday morning at 11 a.m. And to all you guys who are veterans, men and women, we appreciate what you do and what you do for our country. And so happy Veterans Day. And to all you guys that listen in on that. Yeah, amazing. And we appreciate you so very much. And you guys have a great now. And I got a real big surprise for you. Brian Mora, who is an athlete. He's triathlon. He's been in Ironman competitions. But his why that he runs and performs and does all these things, you guys are going to learn. It's a special story. And it has to do with the Europe and the Northeast carry with a little boy who was 4 years old that died in that in the Sandy Hook school shooting, and it turned him on to running in such a cool way. And now he runs and supports this whole situation, and he runs for a reason. He runs, what is it called, Race for Chase, and that's just the organization that he supports. But it has to do with the children that got hurt up in the Northeast. So he's going to be on our show not next week, but the week of June, the first week in June. So I'll get the dates off to everybody. But I know, thank you. Allison is here. She's going to share her goals. All right. Allison, how did you do on the insanity work? Because Allison is on the Facebook page. James, I'll send you an invite so you can get on there too as well, so you can post your goals and how you're doing. And we want to support you.
Okay.
What you're doing, I think, is one of the hardest to do, okay, to cut yourself off from the neck. Oh, man. Allison. That's your problem.
It's about what it feels like. Thank God that insanity, they have brains. He'll stop, you know, and you can catch your breath and drink some water before you go into the next thing. And it's like, I did get my goal this week. I only did it twice. I wanted to do it 3 times, but I thought twice was going to kill me. At one point, I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to fall over and hit my coffee table, and they're going to find me on the floor.
You were tired from working out?
No, I was out of breath. It wasn't about tired.
Your cardiovascular activity. I gotcha. That's funny. Anyway.
Yeah, it is. But, I was at the store gathering a few things, and I looked at my watch. I was like, oh, my God, I got to get on the call. So I apologize for calling in late. But
no problem. What are you doing for the next week? I know you guys are going to be out of town, and they're actually coming down here. But what are you going to do when you get back? Are you going to do the, for the body? Are you going to continue with the insanity and do it more? Because I know that you got a bit of a break now. And what about something for your mind? We're doing affirmations. What kind of affirmation would you like? I am doing the Course in Miracles every day. There you go.
Well, that's what I'm doing too, actually. I'm doing the Course in Miracles as well. And that feeds my mind and my soul. And then continuing, at least getting, because at work we have to do 10,000 steps. And so doing at least 10,000 to 20,000 steps a day is one of the things. And then at least trying to meet the goal of doing insanity 3 times. That's what I'm trying to do, just for this upcoming week.
All right, that's good. There you go. look what you've done there, Carrie. You've gotten us all going and everything, like, and people are joining. Carrie is the one that has really shared with us about doing transformational work on ourselves, like Transformation Thursdays. That's what we're going to turn this Thursday into, you know, where people can go and they can jump on and work on their mind, body, and spirit and make some tremendous changes. And it's sometimes, as I said last week, it's not about the goal so much. It's about the person you become achieving the goal. And I think that's what you're saying with your own stuff, Carrie. So thank you. All right, everybody, we've been on this call long enough. I know you guys got things to do, and some of you guys are traveling for the holiday. Have a safe holiday, and we will see you on Sunday. Take care, everybody. Have a great now. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.